I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Well, we have heard about the events of Karbala and women who had played important role in it. But there's a question that whether women before the moment of Karbala, whether women during the Karbala, we know that, but were there women post-Karbala and what was their role? We got to talk about all that in our studio with Siddiqa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for having me today. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Siddiqa. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. A very warm welcome.
Thank you.
Well, dear listeners, Siddiqa is a student of Islamic jurisprudence in the House of Islam of Qom, and she's a researcher about the women issues. Well, Siddiqa, since you study a lot, do extensive research on the issues of women today, since we are going in the holy month of Muharram and Safar, so I would want to know from you. We know that Karbala was a moment in itself, or sometimes it's even said in many quotes that Hussein was not a particular person. It's the name of a moment. So in this moment of Karbala, who supported Imam Hussein alayhi salam? I mean to say in terms of women, we know he had a lot of companions. We know he had males, females supporting him. But I would want to know from you, before we get into the discussion, who were the women supporting Imam Hussein al-Islam prior to Karbala?
Yes, so when we are looking at the whole movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we see that we had women who supported him when he was on his way to Karbala. So there's a group of women who supported the movement before the actual event, that actual battle happened.
Yeah.
And then you have a group of women who supported him in Karbala.
Yeah.
Who continued his message post-Karbala. Yeah. And after Karbala had finished, you had a group of women who rose to continue the movement and fight against Yazid in order to bring down that dynasty, because this whole movement of Imam Hussein had woken up those dead spirits.
Yeah.
That had died because of years and years of Islamic ignorance. People had left the religion.
Yeah.
Religion was on the tongues, like Imam Hussein alayhi salam was very rightly said. Religion is on the tongue of the people. When things get hard, they run away. Yeah. And this is what had happened. It had come on the tongues only.
Yeah.
So yes, there were a group of women who supported Imam Hussein alayhi salam prior to that actual battle.
Okay.
And they were supportive in the whole movement.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list of three women. There would be more, but I've only narrowed it down to three. The first of them is the one who supported his ambassador. What happened was, the people of Kufa invited Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come and guide them, right? So they wrote, we have historical narrations that say 18,000 letters came to Imam Hussein, and some of them were signed with multiple signatures. So you can, between 18 to 21,000, we know that there are these amount of letters who come, okay, which come to Imam Hussein to guide the people of Kufa. And some of them wrote that if you do not guide us, we are going to go and complain to your grandfather on the day of judgment.
Yeah.
So Imam Hussein sets off. Now Imam Hussein is being taken out of Medina. His life is in danger in Medina.
Yeah.
He heads towards Makkah, then towards Kufa.
Yeah.
Before going towards Kufa, he sends his ambassador, Muslim ibn Aqil, who was also his cousin.
Yeah.
Muslim ibn Aqil goes to Kufa. He's welcomed by a lot of people. Then all of them leave him. Interestingly, Ibn Ziyad enters Kufa with the fear of Ibn Ziyad. These same people who invite Imam Hussein leave his ambassador and run away.
All right. So
Muslim ibn Aqil,
have a dual character people over here.
Very dual character. Very hypocritical.
Oh.
They leave him. They leave Muslim ibn Aqil. He's alone. He's moving between the streets. He doesn't have any family. His companions are imprisoned. Hani ibn Urwa was imprisoned and then later killed.
Okay.
Who was one of the supporters of Musab ibn Aqil in that time. There was a lady by the name of Taw'ah.
Okay.
She sees Muslim at her doorstep and she asks him, who are you? And he's like, can you give me some water? So she gives him some water and then he sits over there. He doesn't have any other place to go. She tells him, go home. He's like, I don't have a place to go. She's like, I think you're Muslim. He's like, yes. Taw'ah was one of the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt. She gives him security in her house.
Okay.
Unfortunately, her son is the one who leaks Muslim ibn Aqil's position in her house. And Ibn Ziyad's army comes to kill him.
All right.
But the fact that she supported Imam Hussein by giving security to one of his ambassadors means indirectly she supported his movement.
Exactly.
That's one. Then we have Daylam. Daylam played a very important role. She is the model of how a wife should be.
Okay.
Daylam was the wife of Zuhair ibn Qain. Zuhair ibn Qain was traveling with his wife. Imam Hussein has left Mecca, he's going towards Kufa. On the way, the two caravans meet each other. Zuhair ibn Qain is trying to run away from Imam Hussein. Zuhair ibn Qain was traveling separately with Daylam, his wife. Imam Hussein is traveling separately, he's going towards Kufa. On the way, the paths meet. Imam Hussein calls Zuhair. He wants to invite Zuhair to his movement.
Mm-hmm.
But Zuhair doesn't want to go.
All right.
So Imam Hussein sends his messenger.
Is he scared?
He's not scared. He just doesn't want to interfere in this matter.
All right. So now, what was the role of this lady? I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady. We're talking about the role of women in Karbala prior to the event of Karbala itself. So yes, Siddiqa, you were saying the role of second lady.
Daylam, yes. So Imam Hussein sends a messenger to Zuhair.
Okay.
Zuhair doesn't want to go. Daylam tells him, she looks at him and she says, the son of the Prophet is calling and you are still thinking about it? Get up and go. So he listens to his wife. He goes to meet Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein invites him to his movement, tells him a few things. Zuhair ibn Qain agrees. He's like, yes, I believe in your movement now. He goes to his wife. And he tells her, look, I'm going to join Imam Hussein.
All right.
You don't feel any trouble after this. So Daylam played a very important role by
convincing
her husband to join the movement of Imam Hussein. She was not present in Karbala, but what she did was that after the event of Karbala had happened, and she was following this event very closely.
So here we can say that women who themselves cannot directly participate in the jihad, but at the same time can play a very, very,
very
important role. Convincing their husbands, convincing their sons, convincing, providing any kind of support like we saw before.
Yes. And so Daylam later sends her servant to Karbala to cover the body of Zuhair.
Yeah.
And the servant goes and sees the body of Imam Hussein lying over there. So he thinks to himself, he says, how can I shroud the body of my master when the son of the Prophet is unshrouded?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and shrouds the body of Imam Hussein first. So this is the role of Daylam.
Then we
have a third woman, Maria. Maria, who's the daughter of Munqadha Abdiyyah. She was based in Kufa, I believe. It was Kufa or Basra.
Okay.
But her house was the place where she used to invite the women.
Yeah.
And they used to have discussions on the political situation of the time.
Yeah.
They used to discuss the hadith. And through this, she used to encourage people to go and fight for the movement of Imam Hussein. And according to history, two men ended up going to Kufa to support Imam Hussein. She was in Basra. Her house became a source of discussion on how to help the movement of Imam Hussein. And later we know that two men who used to pass through this house, who used to participate in these discussions or were part of these discussions, later went to Kufa to help the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Okay.
So these are the three women we can highlight who played an important role prior to the event itself. Karbala itself is a movement. You know, Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura says, I'm the one who has been killed because of Saqifa.
Okay.
Right? Karbala is something that it is the conclusion of an event that happened many years ago.
Yeah.
But it is a complete movement that teaches us to rise up against falsehood wherever you are. It doesn't matter what gender or race you are.
All right.
And therefore, these three women can be highlighted as having played a role prior to that battle itself.
Exactly. We'll talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Talking about the role of women prior to Karbala, you gave us examples of three women who provided extensive support to Imam Hussein al-Islam prior to his journey. So is there any more women you would like to add?
Actually, yes. It just came to mind right now.
Yeah.
There was a woman by the name Umm Wahab.
Okay.
Now, she has a role to play even in the battle itself. But prior to the battle itself, she lived with her husband in Kufa.
Yeah.
Her husband goes out and he sees an army being prepared.
Yeah.
To go to fight Imam Hussein. He goes back to his wife and he says, I want to go and fight in the army of Imam Hussein.
Yeah.
Because I believe fighting against these group who want to kill the son of the Prophet okay. is better than fighting the kafir, fighting the polytheists.
Okay.
So he says, I want to go. His wife encourages him. She's like, excellent, you've done the best thing you can do.
Mm.
Take me with you. I want to come with you.
Okay.
So she accompanies her husband, and according to some of the books, some of the historical traditions that we have, they reach on the 8th of Muharram. They live within the shadows of the nights.
Yeah.
Because the doors of Kufa were closed off for the people. People were not allowed to go to Imam Hussein at this time. So they somehow get out and they reach Karbala, according to some historical traditions, on the 8th of Muharram. Umm Wahab had a very important role. Now, we have different traditions of who she was. Two traditions I've read, but I'll only narrate one of what she did. On the day of Ashura itself, now she has a role prior to the battle itself and a role in the battle itself.
Okay.
In the battle, she takes a stick, runs out of the tent to fight Yazid's army.
All right, and so there's an army who are with swords and who are with arrows, and there's a woman coming out of the tents with stick.
With a weapon. From what I've read, it's a stick.
Okay.
She kills two people over there.
Wow.
Imam Hussein prays for her. He says, but go back. Jihad is not wajib on women right now.
Yeah.
So he sends her back. But then her husband goes to the battle. Some traditions state that even her husband's mother was present.
Okay.
So he goes to the battle. Umm Wahab's husband goes to the battle. He fights. According to some traditions, he goes back to his mother. He tells her, are you pleased with me? She's like, I will never be pleased with you until you die in the path of Hussein.
Okay.
So he goes back to the battle. He dies. Now his wife, Umm Wahab, goes to the battle, sits at his head, wipes the blood off his head, and says, intercede with me when you meet the Prophet.
All right.
And Shimmer sees her over there. He sends his servant, Rustam, to go kill her. And she dies. She's the first female martyr from the battle itself. But she played a role before the battle itself.
And in the battle itself.
And she's killed in the battle as well.
All right. And she gets that status of martyrdom.
Exactly.
All right. So because she played a role prior to the moment of Karbala and in the Karbala itself. Well, you know, all this reminds me of some lines from Ziyarat Ashura, which says, may Allah's curse be upon the group who fought against Hussein and those who followed them and supported them and assisted them in killing him. But at the same time, if we reverse the line, may Allah's blessings be upon those who supported Hussein before Karbala, in Karbala, and post Karbala. And may Allah's blessings be upon these women, like as we say, who provided all the grounds before, in the journey or post-journey. Thank you so much, Sadiqa, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll continue the discussion in next session with you. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady. In case you have any questions, any suggestions for us, please write to us on englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know I'm waiting.
waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.